going to convene our August 14, 2012 special magistrate proceedings for the city of Daytona Beach. I have reviewed the minutes of the July 10, 2012 meeting and have approved them for execution. All right, are there any announcements to be made before we proceed?
Yes, Mr. Rapunzel, we have two cases that are in compliance but aren't marked on the agenda. Case number one, SMG 061252 for 568 Highland Street is in compliance as of July 19, 2012. And case number 20 is in case number SMG 0812-61, property address 515 Brentwood Drive, is in compliance as of August 9, 2012.
Good, thank you. All right, if there are no other announcements, will those representatives of the city of Daytona Beach will be testifying this morning to proceed? Please step forward and be sworn.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to provide is the truth and the truth and nothing but the truth?
All right, Mr. Chifrudy is very prominent on our agenda this morning. He has the bulk of the agenda, as a matter of fact. And so that we can spend as much time with him as we need to, since this is a more complex case, I'm going to proceed with the new cases first so I can get the rest of you folks out of here, wherever you may be. And so with that, I'm going directly to case number 15, George Washington Jackson Estate. Anyone here for the respondent?
Good morning, Mr. Viscalzi. Eddie Lopez, Daytona Beach Code Enforcement. City of Daytona Beach versus Jackson, Georgia, Washington Estate. Property address is 338 Fulton Street in Daytona Beach City Limits. Property ID is 3815-336-600-2060. This is a rental property. As excessive trash, junk, and debris throughout the property. The water connection is not connected to the property. I spoke with the tenant. He did pick up a little bit, but not enough to come into compliance. City's requesting next cutoff come into compliance.
Okay, respondent not having appeared and having heard from our inspector, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance. And order the respondents to commit compliance by September 5, 2012, will be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 16, Raymond A. Brewster. Anyone here for the respondent? All right, we'll say the city.
Eddie Lopez, Daytona Beach Code Enforcement. City of Daytona Beach versus Brewster Raymond A., middle initial. Property address is 341 Fulton Street, Daytona Beach. Parcel ID number is 3815-336-600-0420. Property here at Fulton Street has a incomplete work with no permits. I checked the permit site and there's nothing but expired permits, nothing current as of today. City is requesting 30 days to come into full compliance and obtain permit.
Not having appeared, based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent being non-compliance. In order the respondent to commit compliance by September 5, 2012, will be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of the fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 17 I have as being in compliance, which brings me to case number 18, Oscar and Viola Pope. Anyone here for the respondent? Okay, what say the city?
Eddie Lopez, Daytona Beach Code Enforcement Officer. City of Daytona Beach versus Pope, Oscar, and Leona. Property address is 520 South Martin Luther King Boulevard within Daytona Beach City Limits. Property ID number is 3915 338-202-0010. Mr. Pacheco, this is a rental property. It has extensive window damage, missing slats on the windows, chip paint throughout the property. City is requesting 30 days to come into compliance.
Respondent not having appeared. Based on the report of our inspector, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance and order the respondent to commit compliance by September 5, 2012. Will be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 19, Mildred A. Bart. We'll hear from the respondent. Save the city.
Eddie Lopez, Daytona Beach Code Enforcement, City of Daytona Beach versus Barth Mildred, middle initial A, property address 645 South Seagrave Street within Daytona Beach city limits. Property ID number is 339-15-3315-00-0170. This property, it's vacant. It does have a damaged fence, also with barbed wire within a residential zone. City is requesting 30 days to come into full compliance by removing the barbed wire and repairing the fence.
Okay. Respondent not having appeared. Based on the report of our inspector, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance. Order the respondent to commit compliance by September 5, 2012, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day thereafter.
Thank you.
Case number 20 is in compliance. Case number 21, Niall Mata Hanush and SunTrust Bank. Is there anyone here for the respondent? I will say the city.
Good morning. My name is John Stinson, Code Enforcement Inspector, employed with the City of Daytona Beach. This is case number SMG081263, City of Daytona Beach versus Hennis Nail and Maja. Property address is 2 Lions Paw, 7 Noble, Daytona Beach, Florida. Parcel ID is 52160200060. The violation we're discussing today was the site appearance, landscaping, unsecured property, screens, exterior surfaces, unmaintained pool, and pool security requirements. Currently, the landscaping has been attended to. The screen has been repaired. The pool is now secure. However, it is still unmaintained. So there is still a pool violation there. The property has been secured again. Currently it is. It has changed throughout my inspection, secured, unsecured, secured. This last time it was secured. So we'll call that in compliance for now. So right now the only thing outstanding is the unmaintained pool.
Is this an LPGA?
Yes, sir.
How about the 13th or 14th hole?
13th hole.
I play golf once every park by this place, and I said, that's one of the nastiest pools I think I've ever seen. And I was surprised
that's correct.
They would leave it like that out at LPGA of all places.
It did come as a complaint from Commissioner.
Okay. Not seeing the respondent. Based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance and order the respondent to commit compliance by September 5, 2012, or will be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of the fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 22, Myra and Lindsay Morris. Anyone here for the respondent?
Yes.
Come on up.
I'm Lindsay Morris. This is my wife, Myra.
I'm Myra.
Can you both raise your right hands, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Do you all agree this violation existed as stated in the notice of violation, which appears to be wrong address numbers?
I built this house in 64. and it has had the same address put there when I built the house, and nothing's changed. You know, and I'd like to keep my address.
Okay. All right, what's the decision?
Good morning, Mr. McKelvey. This is...
Morning. My name is John Stinson, Code Enforcement Inspector, employed with the City of Daytona Beach. My qualification on file with the city. This is case number SMG, SMG 081264, Myra and Lindsay Morris versus City of Daytona Beach. Property address is 1313 Milton Drive. Violations we're here to discuss today are the wrong address numbers on the property. This was brought to me by the city engineer, who's task of making sure all the addresses are correct in the city. After numerous attempts by the city engineer to contact the property owner to get this issue rectified, he then contacted code enforcement for further action.
Tell me the original address is 747 Lotus Lane.
All of that.
All right. So, somebody explain this to me, or I'm just going to leave me in my rock and a hard place location here.
Outside of what the city engineer has provided me, I don't have another explanation. Apparently, he's been attempting to get this property owner's attention about this issue for a couple of years now.
How long have you lived at that address? Ever since I've been there, 1964. And the whole time you've been using the address of 747 Lotus Lane?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where do you get your mail?
Right
there. 747 Lotus Lane?
Yes.
That's correct.
Does anybody know where the number 1313 Milton Drive came from?
Can you step to the microphone and say his name, please?
Hi.
Can you state your name, please?
Gary Folsom, F-O-L-S-O-M.
And your title?
Public Works Inspector.
Okay. Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, I was curious, where 1313 Milton Drive came from? 1313
was the address number assigned to the building because the building faces Milton Drive. It's on a corner lot, and it faces the front driveway and everything faces Milton. And the address originally assigned was 1313. And back around June of 2011, I got a call from 911 questioning the address, why it wasn't the right number on the building or anything. So I went out and checked and done the investigation and found out that for some reason, somehow, a 747 number got put on the side of the building facing the side street. And I advised Mr. and Mrs. Morris that they needed to have the right correct address number on their building. And we've made sure we've notified all the different agencies and that everybody does have the correct 1313 address number. And I'd sent several different letters out to them and had asked them if there was a problem with the 1313 number, please call me and we could sit down and discuss and try to come up. Maybe they just didn't like 1313, something like that, and we could work something out. But I've never had a response back from them, and that's when I turned it over to code enforcement to see if we can get it corrected. That's where we stand now.
Okay. So, Mr. Morris, anything further to say on this matter?
I have nothing else to say except that that's my address and it's been that, and we have had any other address. I don't know what all he said. I couldn't understand what he was saying. Is that something I need to respond to?
Well, Well, apparently you started out thinking the proper address ought to be facing the side street, which I take as Lotus Lane. And it sounds as though from the explanation we just got that it needed to front Milton Drive. And quite frankly, given the fact that it's emergency services and other systems that you may require at some point in time down the road, I would think you'd want to avoid the confusion myself. But in any event, I mean, I appreciate your attachment to your old address number, but I have to admit there is some real need for this number to be utilized. So, all that having been said, I'm going to find the respondent in non-compliance. How much time to come into compliance?
Then I cut off.
Okay. Would you like to be heard on how long it's going to take to change your address numbers from 747 Lotus?
There's no problem. It'll take no time to change the number. Just tremendous inconvenience. Jesus.
Well,
I really,
heaven forbid the day should ever come that those 911 folks need to find you, and they're delayed in locating you because of...
I don't know that anybody's ever had a problem finding me at all.
It's not a good time to start experimenting. In any event, I'll order the respondent to come into compliance by September 5, 2012, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. In any event, once you change the numbers around or do whatever Mr. Folsom here needs to make sure that you're properly registered with all the powers that be that need to know where you are, please make sure you call for an inspection. I guess it would be Mr. Stinson here that you would call, and then this matter will be concluded.
Mr. McKelvey, if I can say as well, I would encourage Mr. Morris to maybe sit down with Mr. Folsom so he can get a full understanding of this gentleman over here, so he can get a full understanding of what they need. And maybe it's not all that bad, but just he said he's been trying to contact you for some time.
No,
if y'all
it's not so.
Don't have to settle that because he's here right now. So no. If y'all can just find an opportunity to see when y'all can sit down and talk with him.
So I need to change my number for somebody else's convenience.
No, it's for your benefit.
Your number for the city of Daytona Beach for your convenience, if and when the time should ever come that there's an emergency at your location and you need emergency responders. Quite frankly, I mean, I don't mean to be rude, but the city, I'm not going to go there. No, it's not for your convenience. It's for your safety, I suspect.
Well, we're perfectly happy. But
all right.
I'll change the number, man, since you want the number changed. But,
Good luck to you. If you'll speak with Mr. Folsom, I'm sure he'll do what he can to accommodate you.
I'll just change the number. Is that all right?
Yes, sir. Don't forget to call Mr. Stinson. All right, case number 23, Mary F. Kinsler. Anyone here for the respondent? Let's say the city.
Good morning. My name is John Stinson, Code Enforcement Inspector, employed at the City of Daytona Beach. My qualifications are on file. This is case number SMG081265. Mary F. Kinsler, property address is 740 White Street. The violations we were talking about are tree debris in the front yard, dilapidated fencing, dilapidated roof. I've had one contact with this property owner. She says she lives in New York. She's waiting for the bank to foreclose on the property. However, it is still in her name, still her responsibility, and she said that she would attempt to get someone to clean up the trees in the front yard. Last inspection, property was still in the same state. The city's saying it's non-compliance. Next cutoff.
All right. Respondent not having appeared, based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent to be non-compliance. Order the respondent to non-compliance by September 5, 2012, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. All right, now, before we turn to Mr. Jaffrutti, Mr. Birch, why are you here?
Oh, just a progress report and just the city.
And was this going to be at some point in our agenda?
Oh, no,
was
sorry.
No, he's just observing.
Pardon?
No, he's just observing. He knows that he's not set to come back till next
week. All right, then let's turn to Mr. Jaffrutti. Allie Darren Jaffrutti.
Thank you.
right, we're on case number 2, 110 Peyton Lane. We continued this from the July meeting because, as I recall, it was your contention there were a number of these cases that, in your opinion, were in compliance. It sounded as though compliance was at or about our cutoff point for our meeting. And so at that point, we decided to allow the inspector an opportunity to go out there and see if you were, in fact, in compliance. Having said that, before we go any further, will you and all your crew please be sworn? Whoever's going to be testifying.
Just need you to step up to the microphone and state your names, please.
Darren Jaffrutti.
Brian Bowers.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay, I don't have the last agenda for me, but I have to assume the matter was here for the imposition of crime.
Yes, sir.
So any action to be taken today is a continuance from the 7-10-12 meeting for reinspection, determination of compliance, and place fine. There it is. Okay, fair enough. All right, so I guess we need to hear from our inspectors. Compliance.
Morning, my name is John Stinson, Code Enforcement Inspector, employed at the City of Daytona Beach. My qualifications are on file with the city. This is case number SMG021221, City of Daytona Beach versus Ali Darren Jaffrutti. Property address is going to be 10 Peyton Lane. The particular trailer is 110. We're here to discuss exterior walls, metal awnings, stairs, windows, screens, exterior doors, interior surfaces, interior doors, infestation, plumbing fixtures, plumbing system hazard, electrical system hazard, electrical equipment, wiring, and smoke detectors. As of the last inspection, violations that still existed were exterior walls, stairs, windows, screens, exterior doors that still needed to be repaired. So there will be non-compliance. So he's asking for $1,000 per day until compliance is met.
All right, Mr. Jaffrutti, it's your turn.
I don't know if we have pictures. Okay. The trailer does not look like that at all anymore. There was two inspections since then, okay, where John came out, and I don't even have anything on 110. It just seems like there's a lot of confusion. Even my, my contractor, it doesn't look like that at all. It's been repainted. We did have a window cracked since John last came out there. I mean, I really don't even honestly say know what to say anymore. It was not. There was two inspections done. One being most recently on July 25th. Okay, I didn't get any feedback on 110. Okay, there was another one on July 2nd. Okay, where he had been out there. There was no, feedback on any of that. I have it in writing. And they were done. I will admit to, as of this week, they broke one of the windows. Glass is pretty commonly occurring being broken. Two windows. And that was what, as of this weekend. Other than that, it does not look like that whatsoever in any form or fashion. Actually, the trailer is a whole different color. It's been repainted and everything.
When was your inspection, Mr. Stinson?
7:25.
Okay, has work been done on this after 7:25?
7:25 was my last inspection on the property, or our last inspection on the property.
So, Mr. Jaffrutti, has there been more work on this unit since July 25th?
There was no more work. Wait.
It had to look like that for a while.
Do you have a picture on the camera?
Come to one.
What I'm saying is there was an inspection done on July 2nd, or maybe even before then, okay? I was provided a list, okay? That was not on there at all in any form or fashion. Then again, there was an inspection on July 25th, okay? And where there was comments and so forth made, and there was no comments made on it. And the trailer does not look like that in any form or fashion. It's a totally different color. I mean, what's the date on that picture? 11/22/2000. I mean, we're out here actively working every single day.
Okay, well, I've got these photographs that are being shown to me. Do you have something you want to show me?
We're trying to look through the pictures right now. I'll show you where.
I will tell you, as of this weekend, two windows were knocked out.
Stinson, based on your last inspection, how much more time should be required to finish what you observed needed to be done?
The work that needs to be done, Mr. Kelly, is minimal. They have taken care of this way back when. The city is not willing to entertain more time.
Okay, I understand that, but that's not your prerogative. So now, having said that, the question is, how much more time should be required to finish up what you think so needs to be done?
This should be done by the next cutoff.
All right. You are telling me once again you're in compliance.
He keeps coming out. He's been out twice, okay, since this all began. And there's two occasions where he's inspected the first time.
You are telling me you are now in compliance.
I'm now in compliance with the exception of two windows that were broken this weekend. I don't know if you want to see this. This is where they broke. We did take recent pictures, but they broke the windows.
Okay, Mr. Stinson, can you describe for me, based on your last outing out there, what the problems were with the exterior walls, the stairs, windows, screens, exterior doors?
The exterior walls.
Yeah.
Dirt, grime, holes.
And the reason I ask, I don't mean to be insulting. That's what I'll say, is this trailer does nothing for me. Consequently, I don't know what constitutes compliance. There's obviously some minimal level of compliance that's well below what I would consider acceptable. So I'm looking for somebody here to educate me on what constitutes compliance and what doesn't constitute compliance when it comes to something like that.
Okay. In regards to the stairs, as you can tell, are not up to code. They're too narrow, they're too steep, and they're just not right at all, period. We still have windows that are broken, inoperable, with screens missing. We have dilapidated exterior doors.
dilapidated exterior doors. I saw that door that looks as though it used to have windows in it. Somebody replaced or patched where the windows used. There you go, right there.
That's correct.
So that door is unacceptable.
That's correct.
Is that door still there?
Yes, sir.
All right. I mean, that's a perfect example of me looking at something going, well, I guess it qualifies as a door. Doesn't do much for me, but then I don't know what does or I don't know where the bar is when it comes to this place. I don't know what else to say. All right, go ahead. And those are the stairs you're talking about. All right, keep going.
Let's see, you've got exterior walls, stairs. Like I said, you have broken windows, you have inoperable windows, you have missing screens. Like I said, we already discussed the exterior doors.
Now, the exterior walls, this whole thing is what, right there, that photograph right there. Mm-hmm. Is there something about that that you need to educate me on? What do you mean by exterior walls?
In this particular picture, it looks relatively okay, but okay. What we have is you have trees and I guess living wear and tear, whatever. So now you have the entire trailers. They're covered in your dirt, your moss, your grime, just from the elements itself, okay. Along with your regular living.
It's thermal defense.
Correct. It just, I mean, a simple pressure washing would take care of this.
We repainted it. It's not even that color anymore.
Paint, pressure wash, remove the dirt and grime.
We painted that. I mean, we painted back in November.
Just a second. Digress for a moment. Where are you on your overall rehabbing of this park? Where do we stand?
I think we're progressing pretty good, but I want to, you know, we agreed upon
a certain list.
My question was, where are you on this overall rehabbing of the park?
I think I'm on schedule. I'm on course. We came up with a plan. That was my understanding between me and the city with Riverside Construction.
Are you understanding his criticisms of this particular trailer just? And I'm just using it as an example.
Well,
he says the door is improper, needs to be replaced, I assume.
Yes, sir.
Let's say Mr. Jafruti to the door.
It's been inspected two times since he's originally cited it in November. It's been painted. We reacted to everything. Okay.
Okay, well, it looks hideous.
My understanding, it doesn't look that way anymore. It's not even that color.
Okay, so you're here before me once again saying circumstances are different from what he saw. Right.
That picture has to be back from November of last year when he first came out there. So we reacted immediately.
To the first set of wildlife, the first package that we got, we went through and painted everything. These aren't even accurate pictures.
Okay, are the stairs still there?
I would think the stairs are. We went through and we came up with a list of what handrails and stairways that we were going to change, and 110's not even on there. This was a list of reviewed by a walkthrough.
Sorry, this notice of violation.
We went through.
Mr. Garcia was there. Mr. Stenson was there. And they pointed out what additional things that they would like to see. Okay? And
we went through all that. There were stairs. They wanted stairs added on some of the trailers. We added handrails on some of them. And that was not one of them was even addressed. And that's... You know, I met with the city. That's one of the problems that I've, you know,
it's been non-stop, continuous. It seems like
okay,
I addressed the issue.
Here's how this is going to happen. Because the only one who's not out there looking at these trailers is me. And as far as I'm concerned, we've gotten more than enough time. But when it comes to making a decision, I find myself suffering from the same handicap I do every time I sit here. They tell me you're not in compliance. You tell me you are in compliance. Whatever, whatever, whatever. And then you want to start rehashing history. So, I think what we're going to do here is I'm going to order the respondent on this case.
Mr. Coach, before you order, if I can interrupt.
Staff, in an effort to try and resolve the reoccurring problem of the staff coming in and telling you what the conditions are, and then Mr. Jafruti coming in with a different explanation, has sent one of the inspectors out there to take photos right now to ensure that they're consistent with what's being described. So if you would be willing to reserve your ruling, we expect that we'll have photos before the proceedings are over, and then we can be able to confirm our inspections and be more consistent and accurate for the magistrate.
I appreciate what you're trying to do, but quite frankly, I don't think it's going to solve anything. I think what's going to solve something is if I, much to your chagrin, give Mr. Jafruti until September 5th to come into compliance, and then failing that, a fine in the amount of $500 per day automatically goes into effect, and if the city thinks that they're entitled to their fine, that they will bring me the photographs that will show me the condition of that property on or about September 5 of 2012, and Mr. Jafruti's only response to that will be photographs taken on September 5, 2012 that are either prettier than his pictures or show me that everything his pictures show don't exist. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to tell you right now, that door isn't working for me, and those stairs aren't working for me, and I don't care if these guys have been out here 1,000 times and they didn't mention the door or the stairs. It's on this list, and just looking at that should tell you that that's work that needs to be done. So this isn't going to be a game of let's catch the city as far as what they didn't say this time. Okay, I'm sensitive to that. I'm also sensitive to the fact that you got a big task ahead of you. You know, but here I am, and I'm trying to get something resolved here, and these things are either going to get whipped into shape or there is going to be a fine, and I'm just sitting here trying to juggle what to do and when to do it, cognizant of the fact that the city is trying to make some progress here and cognizant of the fact that you've got some rights that need to be observed. So, that having been said, I'm going to enter an amended order of noncompliance allowing Mr. Jafruti on 110. Well, let me stop. Before I make that ruling, does the city want to be heard on what they think would be a more prudent way of going about getting out of this impasse, getting this work done, or imposing a fine that we are reasonably confident is going to be unassailable? I'll be happy to hear.
If we can have this moment.
Yes, sir.
Mr. McCallum, if we understand correctly what you are proposing, that was that you would be imposing a fine certain, and the only necessity for a hearing is if they're in dispute as to whether or not he's in violation. And okay.
No.
Okay.
The only cause for a hearing would be if he's asking for a lien review. Is he allowed to be in compliance? Or you'll say non-compliance? And that fine will automatically go into effect.
Okay.
So my understanding is the only hearing to follow that would be him asking for some sort of relief on the lien.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
No, that's correct. That wasn't sure what you were saying.
I don't want another.
That clarification is appreciated. With that understanding, the city believes that's a fair and reasonable solution to getting us to the point of getting this remedy.
Okay. All right. Have I already done this in here, or did I just ramble?
No, you're sort of rambling.
There you go. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and amend our current amended order of noncompliance for allowing Mr. Trudy to September 5, 2012 to come into compliance. Failing that, a fine in the amount of $500 per day will automatically go into effect and continue each day thereafter until the amount of the fine reaches $15,000 or the property is in compliance. Okay? All right. Now, let me just end this by, or this particular case, by saying you really need to get on board with the city as far as what constitutes compliance, because if you come back here, if they've decided you're in non-compliance, and you've still got that door there, and you've still got those stairs there, I don't care if they've been out there 1,000 times and failed to mention it, I'm telling you that in and of itself will tell me you are in non-compliance. All right? And so then if you'll be looking for any relief from any fine that got imposed because you were in non-compliance, and those conditions are still in there, your request will be denied. So you and the city, like it or not, are going to have to get on board with regard to what has to be brought into compliance. And I'm just telling you, you need to take it upon yourself to inquire from the city as to what is left to be done.
Can I make a comment? I met with Mr. Jackson and Mr. Barris, and one of the problems that I expressed was if we were doing inspections, and obviously this is not brand new construction that's vacant, okay, that at any given day what may be in compliance comes out of compliance, or there's something new that comes, out of compliance. In other words, what existed yesterday was fine, and now today is not, okay? And I've had other properties where, if you're dealing with 50-something, units or something like that, it's hard. It would have to be perfect on a particular day, or something new, as I expressed, would come up. And at that point, what I was expressing, and Mr. Jackson was part of this meeting, was that, honestly, those almost exist as new violations because we had some issues as to the common areas, okay? I could probably go out there and find a million more things wrong and that I was not put on notice to. And that's where the problem is beginning to fall, that it's such a broad spectrum of problems, okay? Or, the problems are not particular, okay? That you can go out there every single time, I would almost agree, and find something wrong. I'm more than happy. This has been going on since November. I'm worn out. I've been doing this every day. I don't enjoy being here. And if I didn't care, I wouldn't have people working, and I've spent astronomical sums of money. I'm losing money with vacant trailers. This is not profitable, and I don't find it entertaining. I'm tired. And that's what I expressed to Mr. Jackson and Mr. Barris was at a meeting, that at any given day, I would agree, there's going to be a violation on the property. Every day is a new day. But when we're working now, we got to deal with the code violations. We got to deal with daily maintenance, whatever problem you may encounter on any given moment there. And that's daily. But it's
such. Take care of it.
I understand that, but it's true of any property. If I had a shopping center, it's true. I'd come out there, somebody knocks on.
I have a pretty fair idea as to what's required and what's not. And if you can go out there and find a million violations, I promise you, I can go out there and find 5 million.
Correct. That's what I meant.
Now,
okay.
All that having been said, that door and those stairs are clearly unacceptable. I don't need anybody to educate me on that. That wasn't vandalism, okay? I would think that there's a little common sense that when it comes to viewing each of these units as to what really needs to be done, and whether he comes out there and happens to mention all 99 of them as to every unit, every time he comes out there that you just happen to be there, I'm not going to hold him to that burden.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to require you to take a look at these and figure out what you need to do to make these things look like they're an asset to the community. That would be nice, but if not that, then at least meeting whatever minimal requirements are out there. As you probably observed, first thing I asked him, okay, well, what's the subsistence level out there? Because I promise you, I can calibrate my sights a lot higher than what's going to be acceptable as far as these trailers are concerned. But I'm bringing it down so that we can determine what's reasonable in this context. So, it's your trailer park. I think you know what needs to be done, and this we've already had enough talk. Okay, case number three. Mr. Inspector, what are you going to tell me about 10 Allison Lane, trailer 113?
Ms. McKelvey, as you can see in the current pictures dated on the bottom, this is 113 Allison Lane, and we are talking about screen issues, and as the picture scrolls, we're talking about peeling paint on the exterior. Some more examples of peeling paint. And they finally got the tie-down straps for the trailers done. So that is crossed off the list, and the trailer hitch is still in that particular state, along with that window. Yes, sir. And this is the most current picture done on the last inspection.
Okay, Mr. Trudy, what do you have to say about 10 Allison Lane for well, 13?
John came out there on the 25th, okay, and he did when he did his reinspection, and he pointed out several things. The porch needs to be rescreened. We did that. Porch inside needs to be painted. We did that. Bathroom window has duct tape on it. We did that. Okay. And once again, we're almost falling into the same scenario, okay? We don't have pictures on the camera where we went in, and we did correct this. We did correct it, you know, those items that he did go through. He went through, and he made a list, okay? Immediately afterwards, John Brian was with you, okay, taking notes. And we went through all that, okay? And, I mean, maybe with the exception of that trailer hitch, he didn't say anything, but what I'm saying is we went through and addressed those concerns as to when he came back out there. And that was, once again, the same scenario. I'm going to just tell you the same scenario as far as last time. In the same situation.
Okay. Can you tell me these areas that he's photographed have now been corrected?
Yes, they were ever corrected.
When were they corrected?
Can you stand up and step to the microphone if you're going to speak?
That picture's here where the plexiglass has been taken out of the front windows as was asked to be done. I also have pictures up through the camera here where it's been scraped, painted, and rescreened on the inside of this porch.
And what about the exterior stuff?
That the exterior of the building has been repainted also.
And when did that all take place?
It was painted whenever Mr. Stinton came out last time.
Okay, the 25th. He's showing on July 25th shows some areas that clearly appear to be in need of some work.
Okay, these screens have been repaired, sir. I have a picture right here where the tape has been taken off the window and the inside wall has been painted. Okay, here we go.
When?
I took these pictures on the 13th, but this was done right after I was told. The day y'all come around?
The 13th of what?
Yes, this month. I just took these pictures. But right after that, y'all come out and done your inspection, and I took my notes. We pulled the screens out and had people go in and we painted, tore the tape off the window.
So you took those pictures yesterday?
These, yes, sir. Because I've been negligent.
What we're saying is this: John came out, okay, and he mentioned those items, okay. I believe on the 25th, John.
Correct.
Okay. And he had been out there previously, and those items were not mentioned. And we immediately reacted to the situation.
Did you realize all this was supposed to have been done back in July?
Well, we were going through massive quantities.
He was already in compliance. You do remember that.
John had gone back out there and inspected
it. I've given you so much time, you've forgotten about it.
It's hard for me to forget. But what I'm saying is, this is what keeps happening, and that's what I'm talking about, okay? At any given point, you could go out there, we're given a list, and if I show you the violations from the original package, we address the violations, okay? And then when there's a re-inspection, there appears to be more violations. And I've tried to meet with the city recently on that matter, I believe it was last week, but that's what's kind of recurrent. See what I'm saying? We are talking about a lot of items ultimately, on 30-something trailers and the nature of the property and so forth. Okay, so we are out there working. Okay, I mean, I'm not trying to beat the system or anything like that, or I wouldn't be here the number of times I would, or you know, that kind of thing. And what I'm saying is, I'm trying to address the city's concerns, and then when I feel like I've addressed them, there's a new set of concerns.
Mr. Kelder, on that case, the violations clearly indicates exterior walls, metal awning, stairs, windows, screens, etc. The inspector shown on July 25th that exterior walls were still not done, which was after the July 10th date, that windows weren't done, screens weren't done, previously noticed, and just don't find the lack of understanding a credible statement as to those simple violations.
If I go back to the package that was originally handed to me on this particular trailer, we went through immediately and we addressed I'm looking for that particular property on here because they were all, the addresses are misnumbered. We went through and we addressed what the city wanted us to address. And that's what I kept trying to express in a recent meeting. I understand your perspective. I understand the city's perspective. But, you know, I have to have some definiteness to all this. Or it's always going to be never-ending. And so he did come out there and inspected and he found those things, okay? And we are under time restraints and things are continuous and there's problems that we don't expect that pop up every single day. And he did come out there and we then immediately reacted to what he had addressed. Now if I went back to the original package, okay, it would say, hey, pressure wash it, you know, repaint it, and if you look at those things, and honestly, this has been kind of my major complaint all along. You know, if he came out there and I had not done anything at all, okay, and it still looked like that today, all right, then I agree there would be a problem. You see, we're dealing off more than one package. And that's where, you know, I was talking about back previously with the CE and the and everything else. There was almost two different packages. We've gone back, we were working on this stuff back in November. Addressing what the city was telling us to address.
How many cases there are against Mr. Security in this park right now? Somebody just need to test them. Not just on the police, I'm talking on both.
I believe it's like approximately 30 cases, sir. Stand for it.
Subsistence compliance, because when you do that, you are at the razor's edge as far as whether you're in compliance or not. That first case, for example, if you thought you were in compliance, I did not. So you lost that case. And I'm mentioning this because I'm going to be consistent going forward with regard to dispatching cases. I'm going to give you until September 5th to come into compliance, and then that $500 fine is automatically going to go into effect. And what you need to understand is it won't be me the one imposing the fine at that point in time. It'll be these guys. And so if your trailers don't meet their satisfaction, and I don't find them to be an unreasonable lot, then you're going to have $500 a day slamming down on every one of these trailers. And I'm hoping that amount, the fear of that amount, would cause you and your crew to say, well, you know, okay, I guess we patch that, it'll probably pass, to say, you know, maybe we need to do a little more than that. Okay? That's what I'm trying to impress upon. And that's about as much, I've explored the absolute outer recesses of my authority in even trying to accomplish that. You know, it'd be very easy to find me right now. I just don't know where that leaves the city as far as this thing is concerned and how much better it's going to get. And more importantly, I don't see that doing anything other than maintaining your current belief that you just need to meet some kind of minimal subsistence level to get by. So that having been said, I'm going to, with regard to 10 Allison Lane, trailer 113, I'm going to order the respondent to come into compliance by September, and amend our current amended order of non-compliance to allow the respondent to September 5, 2012 to come into compliance. Failing that, a fine in the amount of $500 per day to go into effect and continue each day thereafter until the amount of the fine has reached $15,000 or the property is in compliance. Case number four, let's say the city.
This case is addressing a trailer number 121, Madison Avenue side. Violation for exterior wall, metal awnings, stairs, window screens, exterior doors, interior surfaces, interior doors, infestation, plumbing fixtures, plumbing system hazard, electrical system hazard, electrical equipment, wiring, and smoke detectors. As of 7:25, the property remains in non-compliance.
And what part of this is non-compliance?
121. 121, we still have exposed wiring here. We have stairs there as well. They did remove the metal awning. Stairs is the bad. The windows are bad. Screens, or lack thereof. So we still have stairs, windows, and screens to be corrected, and they have not.
Okay, what say Mr. Jaffruti?
Well, I mean, all the sort of the confusion here is that we're showing the front of one trailer and the back of two different, it's just two different trailers right now. The back, what is it, the front of 121 and the back of 123.
Which 121, are you in compliance or not?
Who was? They broke windows again.
Hey, I understand the windows, okay?
They broke windows again.
So all that having been said, you're telling me but for vandalized windows, you were in compliance?
As of this particular moment, like I said, we could go out there and it might be all different, but what we're seeing right now is two different pictures of two different trailers.
Okay, well, he showed me a picture of 121 that shows the stairs, and he tells me those are not compliant.
We rebuilt those stairs, correct? Yeah, we rebuilt those stairs.
When did you rebuild?
Weeks ago. It was on our, the contractor's list.
I'm looking at?
Those are rebuilt stairs, about a month ago.
The city has not seen any permits or anything referring to rebuilt stairs.
My contractor went to Mr. Roberts and asked him.
Are those the rebuilt stairs?
And I had a letter
right there. Such. What you telling me about?
Are those the rebuilt stairs? I don't believe it. Yeah, they're rebuilt stairs. That's new wood, everything. But we're looking at, I guess, you know, we're looking at the accurate show.
I guess the things
that I've been. We switched to handrails since then.
Okay, you're going to be talking. You need to come up here at the microphone.
We switched to handrails. See, and that was on our list. We made a list of handrails that were going to be addressed in the way we were going to attack this. Originally with Riverside Construction when they met with the city, okay? And we did all the handrails. And like once again, they've been out there twice and I'm hearing about handrails for the first time. And at one point, we may have had the handrail on the wrong side and not the stairs.
Okay, and the exposed wiring, you're telling me doesn't exist?
We're out of one, it's probably not live, and two, that's the back of the wrong trailer. There's nothing live out there. I had them go through everything. I had an electrician out there go through the exterior. Exposed wiring is a great liability if somebody would touch it. The biggest problem we're having right now is people popping FPL meters, and the FPL is on top of it.
Okay, City, you want to add anything more?
For this particular trailer, no. Other than he's saying that he rebuilt steps, and City saying that there's no permits for anything of that nature. And I just have one off the wall question about your contractor. Was he unable to come today?
Yeah, he was unable to come today. He sent me a letter to that effect that he was not going to be able to make it here. But I have a letter even from last time where he checked, because John was asking about permits, where he checked with Mr. Roberts in the building department.
He checked because somebody was asking.
That we went to the building department with Mr. Roberts in the building department.
Okay, I'm going to amend, or rather than just dwell in this logjam indefinitely, I'm going to amend our amended order of noncompliance. Allow the respondent until September 5, 2012 to its compliance. Failing that, a fine in the amount of $500 per day will go into effect and continue each day thereafter until the amount of the fine reaches $15,000 or the property is in compliance, whichever occurs first. Case number 5, Mr. Jaffrudi, 10 Allison Lane, trailer 103. What's it to say?
Trailer number 103, during the last inspection, it was finally vacated. No, correction. 103 is still occupied. However, they did fix the awning. It still has windows on this yellow side right here that needs to be repaired. He has windows over on the front that were installed improperly. And all of these things were pointed out to them on the property during the reinspection.
Okay, what's that, Mr. Jaffrudi?
My understanding was on that particular trailer that you found, we went back through, he did say, once again, windows, okay, windows are an ongoing problem, and that there was three, I don't know how they got back in there because we removed all the screws, there was three screws, and we have pictures of them, I removed the screws, and was there an adjustment done to one of the windows?
Yes.
Adjustment done to one of the windows.
So you're telling me it's in compliance now?
Yes.
Okay, and there really was additional work that was done after he went out there and took
the picture? He went out there when he says he did his inspection, and what was reported back was that there was what? In the hallway window.
Hallway window. We had screws in there, so I've taken them out. There was tape around one window that was taken off, and I would express that situation.
Sometimes it's tense, too.
And he wanted cracked glass replaced on the yellow side, and that was replaced before their last, before July 25th.
So you are telling me it ought to be in compliance now?
Correct.
To my knowledge, yes.
Like I said, broken glass is smashed up in the glass coming across the street.
All right, and our inspector is telling me it's in non-compliance. So once again, we have a dispute as to whether or not it's all in compliance. In any event, I'm going to allow you, I'm going to amend our current amended order of non-compliance to allow you to September 5, 2012 to be certain that you're in compliance. Failing that, a fine in the amount of $500 per day will automatically go into effect and continuing each day thereafter until the amount of the fine reaches $15,000 or the property is in compliance, whichever occurs first. Case number 6, Mr. Jaffrudi, 10 Allison Lane, trailer 131. state of the city.
Number 131. We still have broken, missing windows on both sides of the trailer.
So, we agree with them on that one. They're unreal.
Okay.
Okay, we went back. As far as the rest of the items are concerned?
They have been corrected.
We did go back and we corrected all except the three windows right now. I mean, we can go, if we replace them this weekend, it would have been working out with his kids.
By the time I beat the trailer.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not funny.
He has four or five children.
Honestly?
They continue to break the windows. They think it's funny.
Okay, so he's in compliance with everything on this case but the windows, and your explanation for the windows is vandalism.
Well, yes. I don't know if it's vandalism or it's just kids playing around, but
they're children.
I've replaced excessive quantity. It's to the point where, you know what, the tenants need to leave.
And the damage that you observed to the windows, could that have been vandalism? I mean, if he's in compliance and some kid breaks the window and then you show up 10 minutes later and go, well, we broke the window, I have to admit there are some circumstances beyond his control. So, but in any event, it sounds as though you're telling me he's brought everything else into compliance and it's the standard lengthy list, except for some windows, that he's telling you now were broken out at or about that they've previously been repaired.
Mr. Picazzo, all I can say is that on 7/25 they were broken.
And I would agree with
you. So aside from those broken windows, he's in compliance.
Yes. We've replaced them several times. I mean, we're warned.
Can you shut up?
I'm sorry.
I'll do you more good than you ever possibly can just worrying about your rights. So just be quiet. Mr. Giuffrudi previously testified at the last meeting that this property was in compliance.
That's correct.
All right. And you're going to tell me the only damage to this property, since you stood there and testified it was in compliance, was vandalized windows that you can't control, correct? Is that right, Mr. Giuffrudi?
That's the last time I was in there, correct.
All right, I'm finding this case is in compliance. Case number 7, Mr. Giuffrudi, 10 Allison Lane, trailer 133. What say the city?
The property remains in non-compliance for the stairs and the windows. As you can see, those stairs are far from being in compliance. They definitely don't meet code, and that's both sets of stairs, front and back. And we still have sealed windows where they weren't sealed before. We have missing windows, cracked windows, and there are no screens anywhere on the trailer.
Okay. What say, Mr. Giuffrudi?
Well, this is the first time I'm hearing about the stairs. Once again, the stairs were rebuilt, okay? The only, and this is ironic, the only window issue that we were aware of, and I hate to say it, was the tenants. There was a cracked piece of glass near the front door as of July 25th, and from what I understand, it was from one of the inspectors leaning on it.
Yeah.
And it was replaced. Well, he knows better than I do. Go ahead.
The glass cracked when the inspector came up and put his finger on a window that is above an air conditioner, so I have it screwed up so the air conditioner will not fall out. The inspector just tugged on it, tweaked the glass the wrong way, and cracked it.
Yeah,
I have a statement from the tenant getting in there.
Okay, so as far as all the other violations are concerned, the stairs remain to be dealt with, and the windows remain to be dealt with.
Well, I never knew. I didn't even know. I thought the stairs were in compliance.
Well, you definitely got your information regarding the stairs this morning, so we're working our way there. So the unresolved issues are the stairs and the windows?
No, sir. I have a question. I have some questions. Has the interior violations been, have the interior violations been corrected? The reason I'm asking, before you answer, is that you were cited for plumbing fixtures and plumbing system hazards. And before you answer again, I'm going to let you know that there are no permits on file for any kind of plumbing work done on any trailer on the park. Now you can answer.
To the best of my knowledge, the contractor, my boss, Mr. Crockett, had come to the city and spoke to somebody, city building inspector, and said, we didn't need to pull permits.
For minor plumbing?
The only thing we needed to pull permits for was to get the dumpster area enclosed and the demolition permits for those trailers that we're going to take out.
And I'm rebuilding stairs again. I mean, I went with the stairs.
Right. I was told that permits needed.
I do have a. I don't. I have to dig this massive line. I do have a letter from Mr. Brockner because John was saying something that he went to the building department. And I did have an electrician go on the property.
Amend our amended order of non-compliance to allow the respondent until September 5, 2012, to comply. Failing that, a fine in the amount of $500 per day will go into effect and continue each day thereafter until the amount of the fine, which is $15,000, or the property is in compliance. And I guess a couple noteworthy concerns as we continue to work our way through this collectively, I'm hearing fairly prominently now, not that that's all that you're limited to, I'm hearing a lot about stairs, and I'm hearing a lot of questions about permits. So, a word to the wise is sufficient. Moving on to the next case. Number 8, 10 Allison Lane, trailer 115. Let's say the city.
I have broken windows on this side. I have broken windows. Wow, missing windows completely on this side. I have missing windows on the front right under 115. Right here on the right-hand side of the trailer, it's also missing windows. And the stairs on both doors.
Okay, let's say Mr. Chagrin.
Once again, we don't have that trailer is vacant, okay? I don't know if he's pointing to where the AC has been installed. As far as there's no missing windows in that trailer, there's no cracked windows, there's no missing windows. And the stairs, once again, they were behind us and they were up together. They were in the stairs.
Well, you know, 1 month to figure it out.
Excuse me, Mr. Ficoz, before you go any further, I have a report here from the State Health Department which addresses all of the plumbing issues on the property. And clearly, I believe I gave you a copy, clearly it says that there are multiple plumbing hazards, storage, and maintenance that are required on all the plumbing issues on all the trailers.
And the state cleared all of that. And they've done several inspections and there's only one. Except the trailer, one of them that's on the last list. Their last inspection was on 7:30. There was two or three trailers. I guess the pipes underneath the sewage caps, the drainage caps came loose. So as of July 30th, there was one issue on a trailer that did. That does not even come before this board yet. It was on the last passing. Otherwise, it was all corrected.
Okay, I'm going to amend our amended order of non-compliance to allow you to September 5, 2012 to commence compliance. Failing that, a fine in the amount of $500 per day will automatically go into effect and continue each day thereafter until the amount of the fine, reaches $15,000, all the properties in compliance, whatever occurs first. Case number 9, Mr. Jacruby, 10 Allison Lane, permit 101. What say the city with regard to this one?
The stairs were replaced or repaired. So the stairs were repaired. They still have window issues. They still have missing screens. They still have problems with their exterior doors, mainly the rear one. They still have problems with the interior surfaces, the interior doors, infestation, plumbing fixtures, plumbing system hazards, electrical system hazard, electrical equipment, wiring, and smoke detectors. All of these are still in non-compliance as of 7/25.
You said the stairs were corrected. How were the stairs?
The railing was on the wrong side of the door. And all they had to do was move the railing over.
So as far as the risers and everything else?
Those particular stairs are okay, yes. That said.
So Mr. Jacruby knows what the stairs are supposed to look like.
That's correct.
And you asked these as far as their compliance is concerned?
The stairs, yes.
All right, let's say Mr. Jafruti to 101.
One, the detailer does not look anything like that whatsoever. Everything has been corrected on it. Those are way old pictures.
Yes, Carlin.
On the 25th, when you came out, sir, nobody gained access to that trailer. The interior doors that were bad have been fixed, replaced totally.
Actually, the reinspection that took place on 7/25, we did gain access because the contractor was there. At which time, I pointed out the interior surfaces, and if my recollection is correct, as soon as I walked in the door on the right-hand side, all of the kitchen cabinetry was in pieces. There were two bedroom doors that grossly did not fit at all by feet, not inches. So we're talking gaps at the top and the bottom, along with windows and interior surfaces. So we definitely gained access to 101.
I know exactly what he was talking about as far as the bathroom doors.
Or were they in the condition the way he described them as of July 25th?
The doors may have been taken off to be repainted. On July 25th? No, none whatsoever. Nobody's lived in that trailer for a while, okay? There was an extensive amount of work done on that one. Let's see if I can find interior pictures. He did point out back over a month ago a few issues that were interior with the bathroom doors, and I actually agree with them. The bathroom and kitchen doors, where they had the gaps at the top, they were corrected. I agree totally with them on that. But then he asked to remove a vent cap and so forth off the side that was leaning on the building, and we looked at the list that he wanted, because he had that back on a list over a month ago, and we went through there.
You should have pictures.
I had a second set of pictures that I brought here last time. I don't know if I brought them somewhere. I can't find them. But, you know, if we go in there right now, those cabinets were all the cabinets were, I believe, those pictures. Well, here, I think this is going to explain a lot. My old ones from last time. Explain a lot of these cases.
Are these photos before or after his last inspection?
That's interior with the doors fixed.
That's what I'm talking about.
What's what you're talking about?
That's how the doors are fixed.
This is July 9th. Mm-hmm. And he was in there July 25th.
Yep.
Yes. And he was saying there were conditions there that did not appear like that. Show them to him.
Okay.
Show them those photographs you just showed me and ask them if they look familiar to him. Thank you.
and you're showing me...
Those are the bathroom doors.
Two doors from 7-9.
That's the back bedroom door. Here's the kitchen with the cabinet doors.
When were these taken? When was that taken?
The sets are on them.
So can you explain why they looked in the state that they did on 7-25?
They didn't.
All right, I'm going to amend our current amended order of noncompliance to allow the respondent to be in compliance by September 5, 2012. Failing that, a fine in the amount of $500 per day will go into effect, effective immediately. Until the amount of fine reaches some $15,000, the property is in compliance, whichever occurs first.
That's all of the continued cases.
That is all of the continued cases. And as to those cases, I presume everybody's going to be out there with their cameras on September 5th showing me whatever it is they want me to see. Well, actually, I take that back.
Yeah.
No, I won't. At that point, the city will determine whether they're in compliance or not. Okay. Moving on to our next case. Case number 10, Mr. Giuffrudi, 10 Allison Lane, trailer 123, Madison Avenue. This matter is here for the imposition of a fine. Okay. Property was to originally have been in compliance May 2nd. And we amended our order to allow Mr. Giuffrudi until August 8th. Mr. Inspector, what's the status of compliance?
This property remains in non-compliance with broken windows on all sides of the trailer. which number are we at? 123. The exterior walls, they still need to be repaired with all the holes. Let me see, scroll a little bit. The stairs. More broken windows. More of the same. Stairs and windows, sir.
Exterior walls, stairs and windows.
That's correct. And I have not gained access to the interior, nor have I seen any permits for the fixing of plumbing fixtures or plumbing system hazards or electrical system hazards or the electrical equipment.
So wiring. You're still announcing those non-compliance. You have not seen
To my knowledge, that is correct. They are still in non-compliance.
Okay, Mr. Giuffrudi, what say you about trailer 123?
We do have an issue with one desk.
Seems like I've heard that.
Yeah, no. I would admit that the windows are a problem.
Okay. And the exterior walls, stairs, furnace, and apparently we don't know what the interior looks like. So I'm asking you to tell me what's been done on this unit.
Well, this needed rebuilt stairs, of course, what we went through. All my stairs were done all at one time, and it's never been an issue previously. Okay? Weekly, and it fix that if it's not cats, it's not there pushing it down. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Inspector, how much time to come into compliance with what you've seen? What you have seen?
The knife's cut off.
Mr. Jacruti, how much time do you need to come into compliance on this?
When he said the knife's cut off, what does he mean?
September 5th.
Yeah, we. I mean, I'll do my best.
Okay. This matter is here for the imposition of a fine, and I'm going to amend our current amended order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until September 5 to amend compliance. Failing that, a fine in the amount of $500 per day will go into effect and continue each day thereafter until the property is in compliance or the amount of the fine reaches the sum of $15,000, whichever occurs first. Case number 11, Mr. Jacruti, 10 Allison Lane, trailer 129. Let's say the city.
As you can see, we still have windows, stairs. I have not had the opportunity to inspect the interior, so I will call those still in non-compliance. The awning. Exterior surfaces. More exterior surfaces.
Okay, what's the status of trailer 123, Mr. Jacruti?
I might be confused on addresses, okay? Does he talk about
that's the wrong trailer. Yeah, that's Allison Lane, trailer 129.
That's in the rear. Did you mean in the rear, sir?
Well, yep. We have it down at 127 Allison in the rear, right? In any case, it looks like something like that.
Okay, well, that's about three cases
away from the rear. We'll assume we're talking about the same trailer, okay? And that was what part of it.
Just 129 is in the rear of the park.
Okay. Yeah, it's too old.
Case number 11 is 129. Case number 114 is 129 rear. I'm sorry, case number 14 here.
I thought we were actually looking at case number 14.
It's number 11, trailer 129. Let's see, Mr. Chikrin. Quite frankly, the only thing I'm interested in is if you're able to demonstrate to me without a doubt that it's absolutely in compliance. Failing that, then I'm going to give you until September 5, and if it's not in compliance, then it may be fine. So, are you prepared to tell me it's absolutely in compliance as you stand here right now?
It's September 5, but I can guarantee you it is personally out there, or anything that happens that matter.
All right, well, you don't need to waste a lot of time. All right, I'm going to amend our amended order of noncompliance, allow the respondent until September 5, 2012 to compliance. Failing that, a fine in the amount of $500 per day will go into effect. Continue each day thereafter until the amount of the fine reaches $15,000 or the property is in compliance. Case number 12, Mr. Jacruti, 10 Allison Lane, trailer 125. What say the city?
Thank you.
It says 125 rear, if that's of any help. Windows. Multiple broken windows.
I think we're back to the same show that I had to report the last time around.
You can get your turn, you don't have to wait that long.
All right, we're looking at windows, awnings, the screen enclosure, minus the screens, and all of the interior, which I have not had the opportunity to inspect. So anything on the interior, I'm going to call in non-compliance, and we can see the windows out here and the awning.
Okay, let's say Mr. Chifrudy.
We're looking at the wrong trailer.
That's the wrong trailer. That's 125 Madison in the front. I have 125.
What's the state of trailer number 125 rear?
The one that we're talking about that's on here? Very good.
Fixed windows, everything. We've expressed everything you needed expressed. I have.
So are you telling me it's in compliance and all it's in need is an inspection?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're cognizant of the fact that he's already commented several times he hasn't got to see the interior. And don't get all excited. I'm not going to tell you in compliance on this one. I'm going to give you time. I'm not sure. And I've got to give him an opportunity to go out there and inspect it. So
I understand that.
That's today.
I work very closely with the tenants.
Okay. All right. We will amend.
There is on our 90-day list. That's 125 Madison Avenue.
Well, by the way, those pictures are from today.
Okay, but this you're still showing.
I'm just letting you know.
Showing 125 Madison Avenue.
Another different trailer than what was on there. The address is different.
125. That was 125.
How also?
Yes.
Mr. Pekelza, pending the reinspection, I would defer to our 9-5 date.
All right, I will amend our amended order of non-compliance to allow a response for September 5, 2012 for compliance. Okay, on that, if fine, the amount of $500 per day will go into effect. We'll continue each day thereafter until the amount of the fine reaches $15,000 or the property is in compliance, whichever occurs first. Case number 13, Mr. Chifrudy, 10 Allison Lane, trailer 127 rear. Let's say the city.
Still have the exterior surfaces, windows. As usual, I have not been inside to inspect anything on the interior, so those are still going to remain in non-compliance. That's what we have for 127.
What's that, Mr. Chifrudy?
That's the wrong trailer again. 127. These are 127. We're on 127. Yeah, wrong trailer.
All right, why don't you tell me what's the status of trailer 127 rear?
It's in compliance.
Left to be done on 127 rear.
What do it is a basic trailer.
really through it, made repairs.
And you're telling me that you think it's in compliance?
I think it's in compliance.
All right.
Based upon what they've been asking me to do.
All right, well, we're going to give both sides an opportunity to go out and verify all this. So, that having been said, I will amend our amended order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until September 5, 2012 to complete compliance. Failing that, a fine in the amount of $500 per day will go into effect until the amount of the fine reaches $15,000 and the property is in compliance, whichever occurs first. Case number 14, Mr. Chaffrudi, 10 Allison Lane, trailer 129 rear. What say the city?
This is your 129. I have windows, lack of stairs, electrical wiring on the side, I have the exterior surfaces.
And there you have it for 129.
Let's see, Mr. Chaffrudi.
Once again, that's the wrong trailer. That's 129 Madison. Okay. That's the wrong trailer, even though it's the wrong trailer.
Should have switched it.
Look like that.
No.
Does that work?
Yeah, we would have.
Okay. Yeah.
And the question I ask is, what's the status of the trailer?
I'll tell you, is it compliant? I'm absolutely
not. I would say so. There's stairs been built for the back end of it. Glass has been replaced. Today's pick.
Okay, then we will amend our present amended order of noncompliance to allow the respondent to September 5, 2012 in compliance, or a fine the sum of $500, effective or failing that, fine the sum of $500, and continuing until the amount of the fine reaches $15,000 if the property is in compliance, whichever occurs first. Okay. One of my favorite news shows always ends with, well, what did we learn today? So I guess the question now is, as far as this ongoing saga, what did we learn today? It sounds as though permits are going to be a concern. It sounds as though stairs are going to be a concern. It sounds as though interior access may be a concern. I just mention these things because rather than do the usual jousting we do here every time about them telling me it's not in compliance, you telling me it is, I'm comfortable that I've given you all the time reasonably necessary to bring these things into compliance. So if you're not in compliance at this point in time, that's your fault. So that having been said, if I were you, I would start getting as many of these trailers that you tell me are in compliance inspected and off the table as quickly as possible. That's just a suggestion. Now, that having been said, as I mentioned, you heard mention of stairs, you heard mention of the interior, you heard mention of permits, I've heard your, you know, continual problems with windows, I'm aware of that. And I feel the need to end my little commentary by saying, don't think for a moment that all that has to be done is permits, stairs, windows, and what have you. So that having been said, if things aren't in compliance by September 5, then you're going to be fine. And it would behoove both sides, if and when the day comes that we're going to have a lien review, to show me their photographs as to what they consider non-compliance, and I would respectfully submit this needs to be done somewhere toward the end or near September. Because not that I'm suggesting anything untoward, but it seems like we get some pictures taken and then a little bit of work and stuff. So September 5th, as far as this batch of cases, appears to be the drop-dead date. So I would tell both sides they would be well-served to photograph whatever conditions it is they want me to see if and when the day should arrive that I'm considering a lien review. Now, before we depart, did you want to have any parting comments or remarks about what you think Mr. Chaffrudi needs to be wary of? Or are you satisfied that he should know it by now?
I'm
I'm satisfied.
All right, Mr. Chaffrutti, aside from your ongoing problem with windows that you've told me about, I guess you indicated that you feel a couple of them are in compliance. So that having been said, if I were you, I'd try to get them inspected as quickly as possible because I need to find out on September 5 that you were wrong. And that the fines up there would be a fine that automatically goes into effect. In any event, any closing remarks you want to give me before we part? Okay. Well, September 5 seems to be the date we're all working toward, so let's get them all in compliance and then we'll all move on. All right. Good luck to you, Nick. All right. I believe that covers this morning's agenda. Do I have any miscellaneous business to be brought before the special magistrate? Seems like I had a question. What was it?
Let's see.